Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in Perth, Western Australia. It's the middle of October, and I'm talking to Ramesh Bhatt, who is an astronomer here at Curtin University. Now, he's an astronomer in pulsar science, and there was a radio show recently with him about his science. But I want to talk to him about the indigenous peoples and how they share their knowledge of astronomy and how it's shared between the indigenous people and the scientists here. And one of the lovely things they do is that they've renamed their telescopes with names from the indigenous people, so they sound very lovely. So good afternoon, Ramesh.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
Now, tell me something about this, because you just mentioned the name of what I know as the Parkes Observatory. What's its true name now?
Its true name is now called Murriyang, M-U-R-R-I. Y-A-N-G, that basically means the sky world, and it is the place where a prominent creator of spirits, this is as per the Wiradjuri language, which is the local language of the indigenous people where the telescope is located, and that spirit's name is like a Biami, that is where they live, and that's what it means. So Murriyang is the new name of Parkes radio telescope, what used to be called Parkes, or what used to be popularly known as The Dish, because it was featured in the movie called The Dish, is now called Maria.
And now, I didn't realize, but SKALO, the Square Kilometer Array, that's the biggest radio telescope in the world. Part of it's being constructed in the Northern Cape. You may have heard me talk about the SKA on this radio show before, and part of it is being constructed here in Western Australia. And that also has another name.
That is correct. The name basically has been given to the site, not SKALO particularly, because SKALO, as you probably know, is like thousands of small telescopes distributed over the continent. So the decision was made a couple of years ago in very close consultation with the local indigenous people who have been looking at the stars and the sky for more than 65,000 years. They have tremendous knowledge about the sky, and they have their own versions of the stories about the various constellations. So the site has been now named as Inyarimana Ilgari Bundara, which basically means sharing the sky and the stars. So that is the name that is given to the site, and that is the site where we now have Pathfinder telescopes like a Murchison Wide Field Array and also Australian SKA Pathfinder. And this is the same site where Square Kilometer Array low frequency component will be built. So Inyarimana Ilgari Bundara is the name given to the site where SKA will be built or being built.
What I've noticed in my, this is my first visit to Australia, and what I've noticed in around the university and the other institutes of astronomy that I've visited here is that there's quite a lot of, you know, indigenous art around, and when people give a presentation, they will start by honouring the first peoples and the elders and so on. Can you tell me something about that? There seems to be a lot of influence of the first peoples, you know, culturally around the place.
That is absolutely correct. There is a reconciliation process that is now basically happening. The whole idea is to recognize these people, First Nations people, as the people who lived here and who basically were happy to share their knowledge and the culture with us. And we are essentially using the land and their resources that they have generated over the years. So that is why any formal settings or meetings, we typically start by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land, that particular indigenous community. And that's like a sort of a expectation in Australia now. This will basically is true not just for any formal settings like meetings, even in, say, for example, schools. The assemblies always start with a welcome to the country, as we call it, which is like a very honestly acknowledging traditional custodians of the land where we are doing the meeting.
One of the things that I find really amazing about the astronomy lore here of the original peoples is that, you know, when we look at the night sky, we have these constellations and maybe we can see some nebulae. But the indigenous Australian lore shows that they also incorporate the sort of dark nebulae and the sort of blank spots around the Milky Way. And they can see this emu in the Milky Way. And when you look in a dark spot, you really can see that emu. It's astonishing.
That is absolutely correct. Night sky is so spectacularly beautiful from Western Australia. In fact, you only have to go like a half an hour of driving distance from Perth to south. You will be amazed how beautiful the sky looks. Many of us who live here don't appreciate it as much as we should. But if we travel or if you travel to Western Australia, you would be quite amazed at how many of these things you can just see with your naked eye. That's basically the beauty of this place.
Well, thank you very much, Ramesh, for talking to us about the the way that the first peoples are honoured here and how astronomy is incorporated, all these various different ideas. Thank you very much, Ramesh.
Thank you, Keshil. It was very nice talking to you.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.